Now the next example of a nucleophile is H minus. We can provide H minus by either using LithAl, which is lithium aluminium hydride, or this guy here, which is sodium borohydride. In both cases, the AlH4 or the BH4 is able to provide an H minus to the carbon. So over here, you can see that the lithium aluminium hydride, I leave out the lithium part, we know that will be lithium plus, and I just write down AlH4 minus. So in the AlH4 minus, the delta minus is on the hydrogen. So again, just as we had with the previous example, I said in the Grignard, the magnesium we know it's 2 plus, and as a result the alkyl group would be minus. Here I'm saying we know that aluminium is always 3 plus, and so this will be delta plus and the hydrogen will be delta minus. So the H minus then attacks the carbon, we break the double bond, pushes the electrons onto the oxygen, we form our tetrahedral intermediate, our anion. That tetrahedral intermediate then picks up the proton again. In the second step, you quench it with weakly acidified water and you form your product, which is your alcohol. So in this case, it's simply been to turn an aldehyde or a ketone directly into the corresponding alcohol, now without changing the length of the carbon chain. Okay, whereas in the case of the Grignard, we turned it into an alcohol, but we changed the length of the carbon chain. The next one is an interesting one. If I decide to give you a hard nucleophilic addition, then it will involve ketoenol tautomerism. Now, ketoenol tautomerism is indicated in this slide here. Keto is talking about a ketone. The enol is talking about the presence of an ene and an ol in the same molecule. So down this end here, you can see C double bond C, there's an ene. O minus. O minus is the conjugate base of an alcohol. So this N structure then is the enol structure. And down this end here, there's an R, C double bond O R. This is the keto part. This is the ketone. So what we're doing then is we're going from a ketone through to an enol. And the way that it's brought about, a strong base abstracts, in this case, an alpha hydrogen. Remember, in the case of the E2 elimination, we abstracted a beta hydrogen. In this case, the functional group is at C1. So the next door carbon is the alpha carbon. So this is an alpha hydrogen. The hydroxide abstracts an alpha hydrogen. That pushes a negative charge onto the ketone. So this is the keto form that we're interested in here, carrying the negative charge. We then push that negative charge onto the C-C bond, increasing it to the ene. That then must break the carbonyl bond, pushing the pi cloud onto the oxygen. So we end up with the enol form. Now we need the ketoenol tautomers for the next reaction.